He is president of the Gandhi Worldwide Education Institute, and we are very grateful to have him with us here today. A warm welcome for Arun Gandhi. Arun.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here today to lend my voice to this wonderful group of people who are protesting. We have to make a much louder noise, a noise that will be heard not only in the New York State, but all over the country. I don't know if you are aware of this, but New York is synonymous with the United States. In many parts of the world, when you talk about being a US citizen, they say, oh, that's New York. So New York has a tremendous reputation. And Governor Cuomo is the governor of a very important state, a state that is not only important for the United States, but for all over the world. And they look for leadership from the state. They look to us to provide the leadership for the future. I have been going to India and studying this issue also, and I am surprised that uneducated women from the villages who have lived and grown up in poverty have been taught how to make solar panels and the entire system of electrification. And these women have gone out and electrified hundreds of villages in India. Not only that, but they also go to Africa and teach the poor women in Africa how to build solar panels and electrify their villages. So I don't understand why the most powerful state in the United States and the most powerful country in the world, the United States, is unable to use solar energy to electrify in this country. Has been hijacked. It's no longer a democracy, it's become a dollarcracy. We elect people in the hope that they will do what we want them to do, but they go and do what the big money wants them to do. We have to take back our country. We want our country to be the image that we have created, not the image that big money has created. We don't want our country to be destroyed for profits. We want our country to remain for posterity. So I would urge Governor Cuomo, if you can hear me, to take a lesson from these poor, uneducated women in India and make this state, the state of New York, the first state to use solar energy in the United States. And if we make a loud enough voice, that will happen. Thank you very much for this opportunity to speak with you. And I hope to be here to support this movement and to make the New York State the first state in the United States to use solar energy. Thank you.